Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When I just rented a car, the guy, when he was doing the walk around, they said, golf ball is smaller. Don't worry about it.
Golf ball is smaller.
That's what he said.
In the film, Soleil reveals that her first consensual sex partner was Charlie Sheen. She even calls him her Mr. Big. That's nod to Carrie Bradshaw's love interest
is
in Sex and the City. In a journal entry.
Winning.
Journal entry.
Never throw a tape away, Oscar.
She's got a new thing she does called microneedling, and I think it's primarily for the complexion for the face.
Is it named after the guy from Dirty Jobs?
Microneedling.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Are we going to be positive or negative today?
I don't know. I'm in a very positive frame of mind, but I just don't want to be negative right now.
I understand. Me too.
I don't know if you know how to hedge your bets, Rob. Because the way you hedge your bets are completely giving up on them. And then saying maybe.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Fine. So, look. As many of you know, Rob, I'm not mad. I'm not. I'm really not.
Well, I want you to know that I am. Because when I brought it to you, I thought it was done.
Let's give a little background here.
I don't come to you when I have doubts.
You guys know that listen to this show on a daily basis that we have been really running a long-running bit about Rob's inability to get guests for the show.
Right.
So a short time back, we had a last meeting on it. Then the listeners got involved, and they started counting the days and the months that Rob hasn't gotten a guest on the show.
It was like a nuclear clock.
Right.
Rob comes to me. Was it last week or this week?
It was yesterday, actually, because I didn't come to you until I had
confirmed.
It was confirmed, yeah.
So Rob comes to me and says, I've got a historian who can talk about St. Patrick's
Day. I'm like,
okay, you know, if that's the bottom of the barrel that we're going with now. It's something to talk about. It's St. Patrick's Day, to have a guy on St. Patrick's Day to answer all the questions. Sounds like something John Tesh would have. But, you know, I said, Rob's trying.
Yeah.
And I might as well. My thought process is, all right, you know.
We'll take it,
it's
baby.
A college
we'll take
professor.
It.
Maybe he's written a book on St. Patrick. And why not? He'd love to come on. If
he's terrible, all
it's
the better.
Nothing, it's nothing, but it's something.
That's where we met eye to eye.
I didn't say any of that to you yesterday.
No, but what we did
I just
discuss.
Said, yeah, that'll be interesting to talk about St. Patrick's Day. Not.
What we did discuss, though, is that if it goes bad, that's even okay because then it's good.
Yes. Yeah. I said that. Yeah. Yes. At the end, I said that, you know, we can make fun if it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it was topical and it was St. Patrick's Day and it was thinking out of the box.
Topicality, baby.
So, and it would be a win for Rob because it would be an actual guest that he booked on the show.
A body, yes.
I don't look at it. I'd really rather not go that bar that low. I don't need warm bodies. We have three wonderful warm bodies here that would be
that
fine.
That little counter that says days since last booking goes back to zero.
Rob, I come in today and I said, what's the name of this guy we're going to have? And we're going to have him on St. Patrick's Day. And Rob says, see, well, that's the thing. He's ghosting me.
Mm-hmm.
So the guest that I could not give two S's about.
That's the guy.
I'm just trying to think, when you contact human beings.
Yes.
Does the message, subliminal message just come through the phone? On me? Is that what I mean? Do you give an aura off of I'm so jolly and happy and joyous. Ooh. And I am so, you know, unthreatening that you can just, I mean, I don't know what you, this is, I don't care about the guests, but even the ones I don't care about will not, I don't know. Well, I just don't. That was never a consideration
that I had that on me attitude. But maybe that is the case. I don't know.
Take us through what you would say when, all right, you find, first of all, how do you find this guy?
This guy I saw on a press release that
someone sent us a press release.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was a press release.
Right.
I'm on a lot of press release lists, and make no mistake, 99% of them are absolute garbage and stuff that is non-interesting.
You can make a case for that one too is garbage.
But I would say of this one, at least it was topical.
Topical.
Yeah, and I thought it was something we could have a little fun with, and that's what I was thinking.
Could hypothetically still happen.
And it could hypothetically still happen.
Okay, but so just... And again, before we get to it, Mike, if you don't mind, through my lens, mm-hmm. I'm sitting here and I'm pumped when he comes to us yesterday. He says, unsolicited. Guess.
Yeah. I was very, very gratified. He was kind of pumped about it.
For St. Paddy's Day, I said, oh, my old buddy Rob, he just hit it out of the park. He's got something. Something's better than nothing. And I too saw the response in your body language to say, oh, It's not A-list, it's not B-list, it's not C-list, it's not D-list, but it's something. I'll take it.
And I was fine with that because Mike, we kind of had supportive. That meeting where we don't care
let's do
if
it.
It's somebody that's interesting.
Yeah. Right.
This is on the heels. The last one was the guy that busted people for leaving their carts in supermarket parking lots.
Yeah,
who
yeah.
Also, yeah. We weren't able to find.
What I as a friend,
close.
Mike, I'm happy. I'm pumped. I'm like, this is great. Rob, my old buddy Rob's having a great day. And then, Rob, I think you're the misstep I saw today is when Mike brought up, who's the guest we're having again tomorrow? Just very casually before the show starts.
Right.
And right before that, she goes, it looks like he's ghosting me. And
this was something I was going to talk to Mike about after the show because it's not the energy I wanted to bring in the front of the show.
And I didn't do it. Correct. I'm not in here like checking every day. I just came to
say. Well, it's a day after he said something. It's not checking every day. It's a day after and day before the interview.
Right. And it's so embarrassing.
And you're so what you're giving off is that we're SOL. Right away. You lead with the negative right away.
No, that's not.
But
that's
right. I'd rather have him do that, Oscar. I'd rather have him do that than, you know, realize that he. First of all, the idea of this guy having any impact on the show, good or bad, is real. He may be fun.
Yeah. Right.
He may be interesting. But I do not, you know, require him to do a fine little program.
But Mike, this is the way I look at it. Mm-hmm. He's telling you the truth, and he should tell you the truth.
Right, because I'd rather hear it today.
He can
than
tell
tomorrow.
You the truth in a different way by saying, look, I've had multiple communications with this guy. I'm giving him a hard deadline. If he does not confirm by 8 p.m. tonight, you will know.
All right, so you reached this guy, obviously.
Yes, I emailed back and forth him on Sunday night, which is why I came to you yesterday morning.
There you go. Email. It's the worst form of communication.
Follow up with a call.
It's really not done anymore. It's got to be text because it's more email is the look when you're selling. If you're selling airtime, if you're selling anything, emails are difficult. It's a very easy way to communicate and duck out of responsibility.
The process was is that I emailed my
contact. Perhaps why you've selected it.
Noted. The way I had to contact him was via email. That was what was on the press release.
Okay.
So I emailed him Sunday night. He got back to me within the hour. It was probably like 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
He said, pleased to be on the show. Here's my phone number. I contacted him back. I said, 9 a.m. is a perfect time. I will call you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I called him as soon as we finished the show, and the phone went to a voicemail that was oddly, not his voice, and then the voicemail box was full. I had two other phone numbers mm-hmm. that were
it's
both
a
out
fake
of service.
Professor.
It could be, but then he checks out because I vetted him. I mean, he is a guy. He has a Wikipedia page. He's written multiple historical books, and it's a real guy. But he's just not answering his calls. And I've been emailing and texting him throughout, you know, the past 30 hours and no reply back and with increasing urgency. So I'm hoping that he will get back to me today. Yeah. Maybe he's like a loony, dizzy professor, you know, absent-minded because he's an old man. So yeah, we'll see. But I wanted to let you know this is where we stood.
Yep.
It was we're in a different place than we were the last time we talked about it.
For your own, I guess.
Can I make a call, though?
Yeah.
Yes.
You emailed him and said, I will call you tomorrow. And he said what?
Did not reply after that. But we had the...
Oh.
There you
that's
go.
That's brutal.
I mean, that's not, you know, I will call you. If he didn't reply, did you send an email? I emailed you. Send him five emails
I sent him five emails. I even sent one email trying to confirm the phone numbers I had to make sure they were right.
He will not be on the show.
Yeah.
This is
I make the call. Sorry that it's that's it. Firm.
Don't bring us.
That's how we do.
Don't bring us non-confirmations. I would say. If you haven't talked to somebody verbally and you're just getting, a bot
or a representative of the person.
Yes.
Understood. Yeah.
Agent or something like that.
Yeah.
My gut is normally a very negative gut, and I had a positive feeling when I brought this to you on Monday. That's the thing.
We got to get you some probiotics.
Okay. Thank you, Oscar. That was very clever.
You're off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there a countdown on
a counter?
Guess, like, how long has it been since our last real guest? And we don't count talking heads.
No, of course not.
Let me look into the magic box called TMS Fan Club. You got a real, real big fan.
Although, as far as the talking head Friday, I sure would like to have Linda Herr on.
Oh, absolutely!
And tell her
top
story
of the
about
list.
The people that she has. She's
helped.
Very funny. Mm-hmm. And if she can keep that potty mouth of hers clean, I'd love to have her on the show.
We are post-producers.
Just quick sidebar. I would love to know, Rob, though.
She might be teaching, though, so much.
If this guy finally does reach out. If that happens, we just would love to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, just
like if he lets you know at like 9:30 in the middle of the show tomorrow, you know, excuse me, I thought I was supposed to be or you get a call.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's not how it works. You know, I mean, it's just the way it is. They, you know, you can't do that. Because we'll promote it, and if we promote it, they've got to be on the show.
Understood.
I know. You know all this.
I know all of this. And it was regrettable that I took that leap of faith. Not like me, as a matter of fact. Not something
you
I
came
normally
out
do.
Swinging. There was confidence in your voice when you presented it to us. I was like, oh, wow.
People are unreliable. That's it's unfortunate.
Well, people are assholes is what it is.
I got it here. Look, if this is correct, and look, this may be a couple days off. It's been roughly 2 years and 37 days since our last guest.
That seems high.
That's
not true. That we had James Patterson on the show, famous author. It's probably been 2 years since we've had a real A-lister. We probably never had a real. Have we ever had a real A-lister?
I would call Ted Koppel an A-lister. I would call...
We had Reed Galen on, but I booked him.
Yeah, that's true. I think, what's his name? Willie Geist is an A-lister.
Yes, Willie Geist is an A-lister. He's a national celebrity.
Gilbert Gottfried is a B-pluser.
Oh, that might be a stretch.
Well, he's the most popular person on Cameo.
I love Gilbert Gottfried.
Most popular
Gilbert.
Person on Cameo.
Yes, that's good. I mean, I love Gilbert Gottfried, so I don't want to put him down. You know, is there any... Buddy in the pipeline, so our listeners might get a little like, oh, that would be fun. Is there anybody in the, he's reaching for,
actually,
you would know it on the top of your head.
Do you have a juggler?
Anybody.
I have no juggler. Andrew McCarthy from the Brat Pack has written a book and we will have him in April.
Oh, I would love that.
Okay. Pardon my sigh.
And also, Derek Delgadio, the magician, he's promoting a book and I'm hoping to try and get him as well. So I'm chasing
him.
And
who would he be?
The magician that did the special on Netflix that you liked.
That guy.
That very dramatic guy.
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So he's promoting
sort of a
book.
Mentalist magician.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Are these maybes or confirms?
These are maybes. These are all people we're chasing. But the thing is that when people write books, they have stuff to promote. So,
what about Patton? Does Patton count?
Patton,
is he like an in-house guy?
No, because Patton's a friend of the show, and Patton probably does a favor to us. And we've had him on multiple times.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So that's he's a different, he's in his own category. And he is an A-lister.
He is. Adam Ferreira, who has been on the show in the past.
Adam's great.
Is a great comic.
That is a legit guest.
And he is coming to the Arlington Cinema Draft House. I reached out to him, hearing back from
him
soon, I hope.
He loves
us. Also, Mike, how about Lorraine Newman is promoting a book right now, and she's
One of the original cast members of Saturday Night Live. That's a comedy royalty right there.
See, that's good. So there's stuff in the pipeline. We're working it. It's just, you know, we're trying to do it. But apparently, can't get the guy from St. Patrick, though. So that's that.
If there was a listener out there that would work with you, if there was somebody that would contact you, Rob Spiewak, and say, I can help with this, would you welcome that, or would you feel that was an unnecessary hassle?
And
I'm asking you sincerely.
Out of your pocket, of course.
Of course, I would love.
No payments involved, other than maybe a free fruitcake.
I would love. I have a couple in the freezer still, the real deal.
Although we would pay for guests, right?
Hell yeah.
Sure.
Did you talk to the one gentleman? Did you talk to the... No, I'm not going to go public with that, Mike. The sliding scale.
Oscar, not yet. But
why
I will.
Why haven't you talked to that gentleman?
All right, now that we're done with this,
yes.
Let me tell you something, Rob Spiewak, okay? I think, in my humble opinion, that... this is fun when we talk about it.
Oh yeah,
this sometimes, as you know, not for you but for me and Ra and Oscar. But let me tell you sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I think you are one of the most decent human beings it has ever been my pleasure to know.
Aww.
I think you are one of the funniest human beings it has ever been my pleasure to know. If you were coming across the street to our Wisconsin Avenue studios and a Metro bus took you out, I would feel as though a family member of mine had passed. I love you.
Do you say that because you fear the damage that would be done to the Metro bus?
I know. I fear the damage that would be done to my world.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that way about both of you guys. And I am
lucky. I feel that way about you, Mike.
I am luckier than lucky to have both of you in my life every day. You are two of the most spectacular human beings it has ever been my pleasure to work with. And I say that sincerely with tears in my eyes, because I come in here every day and I get to do this. And we have a great thing going. And I'm proud of both of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy for both of you. And, you know, we all bust our chops, but that's the way I really, at the bottom of it, you know, I don't, would I be lying if I said when we started this venture out, did I feel that way? Did I think that way? No, I didn't know.
It
was the great unknown for all of us. But I sure as hell feel that way now about all of you. And, you know, it's just, I think there's, it's hard for a show to go by where you don't say something, Rob, that really just makes me spit my drink out. It's so funny. And Oscar, your organization, I would be lost without either one of you. And I have no interest in coming in here and being me, I, and sharing bluster with my listening audience and saying, who needs it? Everybody's it. Yeah. We knew somebody used to say, you know, no one's expendable. No one's not expendable.
Right.
I don't say that. I work collaboratively.
Realistically, you know? We all are replaceable.
Maybe all three of us.
You know what I mean?
Like, the show could go on with all of us.
But, you must say that, otherwise Rob Ford has nothing to live for.
But really, that's the way I feel about both of you. And you know what? And by the way, these two gentlemen, those of you that are listening that might say, oh my God, why is that demagogy? These two guys are godfather to my son, who's, you know, who might be setting the house on fire right now because mom's at work.
Is he watching another movie really today? Know. How was Richie Rich?
You know, he's got his iPad, and he'll pop up. He gets free reign on YouTube. I check his history once every day.
Any more bikini
to make
sites?
Sure. What's that?
Any more bikini sites?
No, there's no. And I don't know. It's always military, and it's always guns.
Maybe, maybe camouflage bikinis.
I don't know. I don't know. But I want to make sure that when we're having our little moments here, that people know how I feel about both of you. I should make that really,
Thank
really
you.
Clear.
Thank you.
And understand. With that said, you better get a goddamn guest on.
I agree. I agree.
Within the next 2 years. Really. 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 With that said, yesterday I had the distinct honor and privilege of finally re-upping my driver's license with the correct address from over a year.
New picture?
When we moved. New picture.
Can you recreate the pose?
I think, and you guys who do D.C. and Northern Virginia, the pose was this.
See, we're not allowed to smile in Virginia. You have to make a straight face. Like,
well, I think perhaps that's for, because it's maybe more technological that they want to make sure. You don't have to worry about that down here.
It's hard.
We are
money.
1988.
It's really hard.
I think we are 1988.
Because right? When I'm at the DMV, I'm laughing all the time. It's so much fun. Big smiles. And they're like, settle down.
No.
Settle down.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're 1988?
All right. So last week, I rolled by the elderly DMV where all the seniors, I think the seniors skew south of here. All right.
So the one that I go to,
it's in a strip mall.
Nice.
That tells you something. It's not a freestanding building to start with. So I roll in and I thought I could just bring my old license and get it. Well, they tell me no because the 30 days is passed for me to get it. Pandemic, I wasn't going to DMV. It's the last place I wanted to go to
super
in the
spreader
world.
Event. Yeah.
So I decided that I would wait. And by the way, the last thing they said was that you need this, proof of residency, proof of proof, several documents I would need. I didn't have them anyway. So and she said, oh, and by the way, the wait time now is 5 hours. I said, squeeze me? She said 5 hours. I'm like, oh, well, but I didn't think of it because I wasn't staying anyway and I was off. So flash forward to yesterday where right after the Monday show, I was being father of the year and giving my son a great spring break activity. We're going to go down and see how government works. We're going to go to the Department of Motor Vehicles and we're not going to go to the one south. We're going to go to the one north that's in downtown. And
the reason, Mike, you are father of the year is because it wasn't an example of federal government. You wanted to show him state government at work.
State and local government.
State and local government. That's the backbone of the nation.
So one of the things they do when you go to their website, she handed me a flyer that said everything on there. And I'm such an organized person, as Oscar would tell you, that I said, Carla, can you just look at that thing and get me the stuff I need for that thing? Because my brain is just like, I can't even describe how much I hate that. You know, birth certificate, passport, that type of, you know, it's like, I don't know where that crap is. I'm sorry, I'd be lost without my wife.
You're
lost without a lot of people.
Your huge parchment birth certificate roll.
Yeah, that was forged by Michael Caine in the Cider House Rule. Claims my
edges.
Birthplace was Ireland. What a joke. I'm Lithuanian and people don't realize that. Labas. But anyway, so I get the stuff together and we're getting ready to go. When I get on the website, this might have been over the weekend, I noticed that they give you the different locations and they give you a website with wait times.
Ah.
And they, at the time, before the show, I logged on and you see, 2 minutes here, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. I was like, that's cool. By the time I got off the show, right before I was going to leave, I was going to check it again. And I see that the southern one, where all the old people, the land of the great blue entitled, you know, is 2 hours plus. So they don't even, after a 2 hour wait, they don't even let you know. I look at the one that I'm planning on going to, and it's an hour and 21 minutes.
Okay.
And then I wrangle my son, who's going to come with me, and I really feel like time's a fleeting, right?
Sure.
So I gotta get this. I want to hustle and get down there.
You're also
when I get down there. Yes, go ahead.
A trip with your son to the DMV. So my father, most of the weekends he was in town were trips like this. So
yeah,
I actually have fond memories of standing in line at the post office, going to.
He dragged you around for stuff like this too.
Going to his credit union in D.C. and sitting in the lobby while he had meetings. Driving to work multiple Saturdays to test equipment and hook up the sat phones they used to use on when they were deployed. And but that time was that was my dad time.
That was your quality time.
That was my dad time.
Did he bring you to entertain him? Did he bring you because you needed to be watched?
Because I needed to be watched.
He needed to be watched because Mrs. O'Mara, the secret is out, by the way. With Mrs. O'Mara, who now seems to be every single day, you know, someone's getting a treatment. By the way,
I'm so happy there's to hear that.
There's a new there. You should be. I won't be on you as much. You know? But no, the thing full about income. It is there's a new procedure she has that I will perhaps do on the show. I'm more than willing to do it.
Did she buy the feet? Did she buy the fish for the feet?
No, she has no, but she does a foot thing where you put your foot in a bag and the skin sloughs off, and then you have a new shiny feet.
Sure.
But this is I'm digressing too much here about her. But she's got a new thing she does called microneedling, and I think it's primarily for the complexion for the face, but it also can be used to stimulate hair growth on top.
Oh wow!
So I might very well have her do that.
Is it named after the guy from Dirty Jobs?
Microneedling. I don't get it. You mean what's
Mike
his name?
Rowe. Mike Rowe.
Oh, Mike Rowe. Mike Rowe Needling. Thank you. I digress.
You digress.
Get down there. There are two people in front of me in the main line. I'm savvy enough. I've been to the DMV enough to know that line is irrelevant.
Yeah, that's a Disney.
Irrelevant line.
That's a Disney tactic. It's a Disney tactic.
The chairs are full.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, it's at an hour and 20 minutes. It should be full. And then I go in and check in, and the lady at the scene, oh, that's easy. You got everything you need. You don't need all that. You need just two, and you've got them, and you've got I've got a thing, a little icon on my license. It's a star that says,
great. Oh, because
it says, I'm a star.
You're a star.
No.
It's a real
I don't know
ID.
What it means. It's an ID. It's a real ID. That's is that what that is?
That's what that is.
Okay. Okay. So that apparently helps, too, that you have that, even from your old license. So we go in, and Michael's antsy, but he's got an iPad, and he's what is that? What are you going to play? What are you going to play right
don't
now?
Don't read ahead.
All right, he's going to play something.
Look.
This
man has a star on his license.
Hi, everybody. Now, here comes Mike O'Mara, going to DMV with his young son, Michael. What an incredible day it is. Oh, and little Michael has waited so long at DMV that he's gotten a brand new Nerf gun. Let's show the world his Nerf gun.
Oh,
there he is.
Wow.
That's his fabulous new Nerf gun. Yes, sir. He's gotten bored with his video screens. Come on over here, right in here. Tuck yourself. No, this side, Michael. Tuck yourself right in here and say hi to the fans.
Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Everybody. How are you, buddy?
Michael.
Good.
Do you want to pick up your headphones and put them on and then come around the other side of me so we can use one microphone? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to spill the DMV and, come around this side, Michael.
Look, your dad has a star on his license.
Right over here. On my side. Right over here. Why don't you tell the boys how much fun you had yesterday at DMV?
None. It was horrible. And we were there for 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. He knows how to do it. He knows how to do
well
it yesterday.
Done.
You, how bored were you at DMV? Come up to the microphone.
I was about I think that was the most boring time of my life.
Was there anything good at all at the DMV? Like, was at my DMV, there's a display of all the different license plates you can get, and some of them are pretty cool. Did they have that?
Yes, but not many.
But not many, okay.
But did you care about that?
No.
Did one of the example Florida plates say meth?
No, I'd make a meth joke with myself.
I wasn't looking.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's all right. That's all right.
I think who was at the DMV? Who was at the DMV yesterday? Who are the most people? We saw a lot of different people. Most of them were. What do you think? Young or old? It was kind of a mix, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of kids doing what? What were there a lot of
getting
kids
their drive?
Yeah, getting their drive.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, guess what I'm going to do? Remember this from yesterday?
Oh, no.
A good right. Callback.
Thank you. All right. Go watch your movie, all right? I love you.
What a great callback.
Thank huge you very Nerf much. Gun. Good callback. There's this Nerf gun. Don't point at the monitor.
No.
Please don't do that. I love you.
The license plate actually said meth equals death.
That's yeah. Right. That's
yeah. By the way, that's the Nerf that was purchased for all of his companionship
like that.
Yesterday. That's a pretty good Nerf gun.
I'd say you
it?
Got off cheap.
I think it's a Nerf shotgun, actually.
Are you going to play with Caleb today?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right, get out of here. What? Okay, what?
Oh, it's a secret. He's whispering something.
Hold on.
Peas and
what?
Carrots. Peas and carrots.
Oh, why don't you put that on? Can you put that on and show up, please?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go a little long here. Yeah, how long does it take? Does it take a couple of minutes for you to put it on? All right, I got to show you his suit today. He'll have it. So, yeah, he had it right. 2 hours, roughly 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And if you've gone to the DMV, you know they do E32. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
E32. So they have A, B, E, and F, I believe.
I've given this system a lot of thought, and I'm curious if you agree with me.
I am curious about it. It seems to me that if they mention your letter, that's the sequence. So just because they say, I was E134.
Oh, that's a good one.
There were 20 people in front of me.
At the Leesburg DMV with the world's least comfortable chairs, what I've come to determine is that the letter determines what you're doing at the DMV. Like A might be license renewal, B might be testing to get a driver's license, C might be to see if you have COVID.
I agree with it.
Yeah.
And so there are only a few stations that are doing the E's.
Right.
Now, next to me, right to my left, when I finally got a chair to sit down, I looked over and there was a lady that was at station 18.
Okay.
All right. So at one point it was like E-125, E-125. And they have a thing where you can wait in your car and they've got a radio signal where you can hear it called on your car. So they wait.
And the best hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Here's what I think.
What?
All right. Because I looked at this lady. Who looked like a little bit like Hillary Clinton half melted.
Oh.
That's how I can describe what
brutal.
She looked like.
Yeah.
And I look over and her demeanor is like this.
Oh.
And at one point, I think she let it go almost 10 minutes where you heard E-124. And
oh, this is an employee?
I could be proven wrong. But I'm glancing over because it's the E's, and I'm like, okay, they're not here. They're not in their car. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Right.
Let's get the E's going. She's going over there, and I am looking at her, and she lets it go probably 10 minutes, E-124, and her look is. Looking straight ahead.
That's got to be a rough gig.
Yeah.
Great video today.
And it was, it went on and on. 2 hours and 40. My total time when we got to the moment of truth was less than 8 minutes.
Mm. Oh,
to be processed, so to pay, to get the photograph taken, to get the driver's license, it was less than 10 minutes. It's sheer volume of people because if they're processing people that quickly, I was stunned. Yeah. I was stunned by the amount of time. But the bottom line was, I think the early bird gets the worm if you're there early. I didn't see the stuff I normally see. I didn't see a lot of whining. I saw a lot of pleasant old people. I don't say that very often. People that were actually quite nice and positive. And then there was, you know, you look at some people that one particular lady that God bless her. She was, I think, two slots before me. She was there, I think, with her son, who was probably my age.
Oh my God.
Here's the ghillie
suit. Oh, my God.
There
it is. Whoa.
I was expecting like something with a shirt and tie when you said, go put on your suit. I thought maybe you'd have a pocket square.
So a little bit. Let's see.
Oh,
this.
My God.
There you go. There's your ghillie suit right there.
That is so great.
Can you sneak by and back at me, Michael? Pretend you're sneaking
looks
by.
Looks like a moving
start
bush.
Over there. Start over there. And then come back by me. Okay, here we go. Watch this. Creep by like you're stalking me. There he goes. Hey, no, don't point the gun to my head. There he goes.
You know, that's awesome. He'd be a lot more. The camouflage would work better if the Nerf gun wasn't orange.
I know.
He's terrifying.
But he does. He could hide. In a, awesome. He could hide outside in bushes.
Where'd you go, Ghillie Suit? Come on over here. Come on over here. All right. All right. That's pretty cool. You can't see his face, can you?
No.
Isn't that neat?
That is so super, cool.
That is super neat.
He Look could absolutely like duck in a little cove of bushes and no one would
he
know
was. He was. He
was
in the park here yesterday. He was hiding in the park. It was great. All right, Ghillie Suit.
Are you
I
digging
love
any
you.
Latrines today?
Are you digging any latrines today?
Digging.
What's our rule? You don't what? Outside, right? Okay, you got that. Do you like your ghillie suit?
You don't dump outside. Is that the
I didn't know it had a face mask. Can you see through that?
Yeah.
That you can. So you can see him. Look, I see his little eyes.
I can still.
And he can breathe, most importantly.
So amazing.
That's wild. All right. That's wild.
All right, go stalk somebody.
Why don't you get a matching ghillie suit with your son?
It's a great idea, Oscar. You got to get out of here, okay? Thank you.
This December, we're going to put Christmas lights in that.
Give me a kiss in the ghillie suit. Give me a kiss in the ghillie suit.
You're not going to
like it.
Oh, because it'll be too scratchy?
Yeah, there's
stuff
that gets
attached.
Come here.
Oh, hug.
Oh, it is sticky.
You're hugging a bush.
All right, I love you, buddy. All right, go have fun. I love that. Catherine got him one for his birthday. It's his second ghillie suit that he's got.
I like that.
You want to have a couple of them.
So anyway, DMV, happy day. And it was great.
Does your new license have a star on it?
It's got a star on it.
Excellent.
Yes, sir. You want to play it again?
No, star! I don't.
All right, thank you. We got to take a break. And when we come back, we got the homepage. Interesting things going on. The Academy Awards.
I picked a good one this year, though.
Oh, you did? Okay, we'll take a break. Come right back with the homepage right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And thanks to all of you listeners out there. I'd like to take it up to the last big pound. Yeah!
Hello, it's Bernie. And you know what I hate? Well, frankly, I hate most everything. But I really hate splinters. They hurt. And I'm always losing my tweezers. And it's frustrating. So, what's the solution? Stop it at the source. Make sure all your wood is smooth. Go to the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center and buy one of their fantastic Bernie sanders. Plug it in and go to work in your wood shop. Wait. Your raw lumber doesn't stand a chance. Smooth as a baby's ass and no more splinters. They sell tweezers too. Target and Walmart, they sell it all. Just access it at MikeOMaraShow.com. Feel the brain.
Boing, there you go. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by our good friends at Cornerstone.
Yes.
You know what? Hey, I have to tell you something about Cornerstone. First of all, I love them. I'm working with them right now.
When?
I'm working with the lovely Joanna, and I'm doing my own. What did you say?
I didn't expect that. I usually know what you're going to say right now.
Rates are going a little higher, so you got to keep tabs on it, leaving little doubt that the low-rate train might be leaving the station, but it's a volatile market, and it's more important than ever to work with a team you can trust. I'm doing it right now. I've done it before. I trust the team at Cornerstone First Financial. For now, rates are still in the twos. Household debt has surpassed $14 trillion, and home equity is at levels not seen in 15 years. So the time to act is now. Whether you're refinancing for debt, consolidation, divorce buyout, lowering your rate, or a new home purchase, Cornerstone First is the only company I recommend. They're a direct lender, which means they can guarantee to meet or beat any offer out there. Please call them right now, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Just waiting for rates to go down won't work anymore, so call my friends at Cornerstone First before that train choo-choo leaves the station. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Act now or forever regret your ridiculous mistake. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing, everyone.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
The homepage, everybody. The Oscar nominees have been announced, and one of Rob's picks got the most.
Yeah.
Mank. Mank was showered with 10 nominations. It was a pick to click.
Yeah, but you
right
know what?
It'll
win a lot, and still no one will like it, and no one will care to watch it because it's so niche. It's black and white.
Mank, you're so crazy. Oh, Mank, you're this. Hey, Mank, let's do this. Hey, Mank, I didn't like it. You loved it.
I loved it, and it's very niche, and I bet it does very well.
Oscar loved it, too.
And then it'll be forgotten. Oscar loves black and white films.
This is what frustrates me. The Father with Anthony Hopkins, which hasn't come out online yet. Like March 26th, I believe that's. I've been waiting for it. That frustrates me now. It's a different year with the pandemic. So in theaters.
Is the rule that if they showed the Tony Hopkins movie in a theater like one theater, it's eligible, right?
I have no idea. Did Mank get shown in a theater? Is that how that worked? Or
I think they, with
they
Roma.
They probably had to push this.
I think they changed the rules with Roma last year that they could nominate movies that were only on demand. I think.
Judas and the Black Messiah. Anyone?
I have not
with
seen
that.
I've heard about these films.
Yeah, I've heard about it though.
Minari. Has anyone seen Minari?
Hey, I have not seen it.
No.
Nomadland. I've seen Nomadland. It was okay. I don't think it was Best Picture worthy. Mm. Sound of Metal. Anyone?
No.
Anyone?
Yeah, Julie Andrews.
The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Metal. The Trial of the Chicago 7,
yes.
That's been very popular. Yes. I have not watched that. Maybe I will now. The Oscars air on ABC April 25th. It may be the second award show that I just say, meh. Thank you very much.
They've not announced a host yet, so they may go hostless again.
That's weird.
It's like
they finally got a little diverse, though, with almost half the acting nods going to non-white actors. That's a good thing. And for the first time ever, there are two women competing in the Best Director category.
Meow.
It's kind of weird to be 2021 and think that meow.
Come here.
Two women. That's hit the misogyny alarm for us, please. No, wrong alarm. That's it. Yes.
No, that was misogyny.
Yes, it was. Anyway, two competing in the best. Two of them.
Two of them
competing in the Best Director category. Also, Glenn Close is nominated for both an Oscar and a Razzie for the same role.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Don't know which. Oh, that would be Hillbilly Elegy.
Oh, by the way, not
which
okay
I read
with
the book. I thought the book was much better than the movie.
Not okay the with the Razzies nominating David Spade for The Wrong Missy. I thought he was great in that.
What do you mean?
He got nominated for Worst Actor for The Wrong Missy. And I thought that was a great comedy. Why would they do that to him?
Oh, it's hysterical. I don't get it. He's a straight man. He plays it like David Spade.
David Spade plays it farcical.
David
Spade is the greatest. And, that pisses me off.
You guys are Punky Brewster fans, right?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, aren't you?
Yeah.
Punky Brewster. Soleil Moon Frye has a new documentary on Hulu. It's called, you might like this, Oscar, it's called Kid 90. It's all about her life as a teenager in the 90s, and it includes journal entries from that time and camcorder video that she took. In the film, Soleil reveals that her first consensual sex partner was Charlie Sheen.
Oh, wow.
She even calls him her Mr. Big.
Okay. That,
that's
oh,
a
man.
Nod to Carrie Bradshaw's love interest
is
in Sex
it?
And the City. Or is it something else?
I don't know.
It was 1994. She was 18. She's 44 now. Charlie would have been 29.
Duh.
In a journal
Winning.
Entry.
Duh. Winning.
In a journal entry.
Never throw a tape away, Oscar.
I love
in a journal entry from that day, Soleil says, they quote, it's been the most strange and incredible day ever. He's somebody I've had a crush on for years.
Duh. Winning.
He's a person that intrigues me and excites me.
Duh. Winning.
In an interview with USA Today, she says, quote, in opening the diaries and reading back to diary entries, it was very sweet, and he had been really kind to me and treated me really beautifully. And for all these years afterwards, in some of the most pivotal moments of my life, he has checked in and lent his support. That's
a positive
about Charlie's
winning.
Was she ever with Seth Rogen?
when you have a bad night of sleep, it's going to ruin something, but it doesn't just ruin your morning or when you have a bad night of sleep.
Yes.
It's going to ruin something, but does it just ruin your morning or maybe your day? Is it more devastating?
Winning.
Is it more devastating than that? Stop it. According to a new survey, half of people say that one bad night of sleep can, quote, derail their entire week.
That's not true.
There's no way. We've been doing this kind of work for a long time.
Although I will say that if you have a bad night, like an all-nighter in college, the worst effect of it is the day after the day after. Like it tends to catch up 48 hours later. Yeah. So, but I don't think it can wreck a whole week.
Well, the survey also found 93% of people said that when they have a rough night of sleep, it affects their productivity at work. Do you you get the least sleep of anybody, Oscar? Does it affect your productivity or not?
Look, are you dragging ass on those days? Yeah, but you still got to get the work done.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, I think we have a bit of an advantage because there's always an adrenaline rush when we key the mic.
Like, you have to get up for this.
Right.
There's no, like,
for this show.
No, yeah, you have
that,
to.
That's why the drugs. A new study out of Switzerland found that...
winning.
A new study found what deep down we already kind of knew. The more we think a wine costs, the better we think that wine tastes. Bingo. There's the secret that everybody knows. The researchers say, quote, deceptive uppricing of low-price wine significantly influenced ratings for pleasantness. So subjective experience may lie in the price. Restaurants make a living
That's
doing
how they
it.
Do it. I had a friend who bought a really expensive bottle of wine, like multiple hundreds of dollars, and gave me about a half a glass of it.
Mm-hmm.
And going into it, I said, wow, this is going to be fantastic. There was not a damn good thing about it. I don't know. To me, it could have been a $9 Cabernet.
I have had $9 bottles of wine that I thought were spectacular.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I really have. I think it's a racket. It's a racket. I think you can get, vinegar sometimes where you just say, oh my God, that's rot gut.
With liquor, you could probably, I think this is one man's opinion.
Right.
I feel like as you tier up in dollar price, and I haven't had a lot of this, friends have had this.
Right.
And maybe my palate's not refined enough. That you at that point, there's a certain point where you get to like the middle of the road tiers and you're like, oh, this does taste better, but it doesn't get much better.
And
than
there
that.
Are diminishing returns.
Yes.
I think that would be valid. I think when you're talking about aging with whiskey, I know that an aged whiskey, when you get into that 12 year range, but then they charge you five times as much for 24 or something like that. I don't know. I think there might not be there's a jump between the regular stuff that they swill out and the older stuff that's a little more expensive.
Rail drinks. I think that also it matters liquor to liquor. I've never seen, once you get like to the mid-range of vodka, I've never really felt an improvement as you go to the really expensive stuff.
And that of all the liquors, I think vodka would be the one where they say, vodka is vodka.
Yeah, it just tastes, really it should think, just taste cold. But whiskeys, they have different, flavorations.
As an Irish whiskey connoisseur.
As a bourbon connoisseur.
My 12-year-old stuff, you pour two glasses, I'll be able to tell you exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Wine, I don't know. I've never been able to, I have a good one. This tastes really good. But I mean, and then you do get influenced by
price because you think it should be better. I love when wine is good and sweet.
Man, a chevy. And now a little something. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you are easily grossed out, I would urge you to turn down your devices at this moment because this is gross.
Okay.
That's all there is to it. On Sunday afternoon in my home state, Oldsmar, Florida, the location, they got a call about a suspicious guy hanging around in front of a townhouse, and suspicious is certainly one way to describe it.
Oh.
All right, I got to handle this delicately, even though we're doing a podcast. When the cops got there, they found 47-year-old Eric Detage lying on his back, totally bottomless. He had his in one hand and a, quote, large uneaten pickle in the other hand.
Is it too late for me to turn down my headphones?
Let's just say... he was reaching around behind himself to use the pickle in the most nasty way you could figure what it was going to be. Most worst thing you could do.
I think we understand.
Pickle.
I think.
Thank you. He was arrested for exposure of sexual organs. The police report didn't say whether the pickle was taken as evidence, but it gives new meaning to the question. You gonna eat that?
Oh no!
Oh no!
Stop it!
There you go. Thank you. I told you. I gave you. I warned the guys before the show started. We'll take a break and come back with Oscar's City Report right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. City Report. City Report. City Report.
The Mike O'Meara Show.
Probably have a couple beers.
TMOS.
Two, three, four.
A full-bodied podcast.
Sometimes wine.
with earthy tones of pop culture and a bouquet of comedy, wit, and sarcasm.
Do you drink every night, Pony?
Yeah, I'll have a martini about 5 o'clock.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes 4 to 6 beers.
A drinking show.
4 or 5 drinks.
With a radio problem.
How am I alive?
Watch the live feed weekdays at MikeOMaraShow.com or download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Bloomscape. There is a beautiful money tree, and I'm not talking about cash money. I'm talking about a plant from Bloomscape that is called a money tree that is out on my patio, and it is thriving down here in West South Florida. It's spectacular. If you got a green thumb, that's great. But some of us need a hand. That's why I love Bloomscape. They make it easy to find the perfect plants for your space. Bloomscape delivers healthy plants right to your door, plus all the grow how you need to help them thrive. Ours is thriving like you wouldn't believe. Find the perfect plant for your space, whether you've got tons of light or hardly any. We all ordered plants from Bloomscape. Oscar got the money tree just like me. Rob got a bamboo palm. How is your bamboo palm doing, Rob?
It's gorgeous. It's right between my two front windows. And here was the greatest thing when we were unpacking it. And by the way, the packaging is unbelievable.
It truly is.
We're undoing it, and this beautiful plant springs out. And Carrie says, oh, that's fantastic. I'm going to go get a pot for it. And I said, no, look, they come in gorgeous planters already. They come from box to floor, ready to go.
Ready to
roll. All you got to do is put it in. It's amazing product. It really is.
Well, the reason the packaging is so good at Bloomscape is because all these plants arrive safe and sound, ready to display. That's why they go the extra mile to make these amazing, amazing packages for the plants. Never seen anything quite like it.
It was wild.
They make any room look great, plus the new outdoor bloom kits from Bloomscape are exactly what we all need right now. It's the easiest, most convenient way to get growing. Shop a variety of young plants, accessories, tools, and supplies. Everything you need to get your patio or porch springtime ready. And the Grow How team is always available to answer any of your plant care questions. Get 15% off plant orders of $100 with promo code TMOS at Bloomscape.com. That's 15% off plant orders of $100 or more at Bloomscape.com. And don't forget to use that wonderful promo code TMOS. Before the show starts, Oscar was telling us about a couple of things going on in the big city.
Yes.
Look, I've seen videos. Is that the city?
You belong to the city.
Oscar's new theme. That off. This is a serious story.
It is.
There's a thing that I hate that is horrible, and people have died because of it, that this punching people randomly.
Remember, it happened to Rick Moranis.
It happened to Rick Moranis in New York.
In New York City.
It happens in Chicago. It happens out west. It happens everywhere. That it's going around in D.C. Sometimes for the purposes of robbery, sometimes just random, horrible things to do. And it happens to a lot of elderly people.
Yeah.
Still going on in the D.C. area.
Yeah.
Is that true?
So I would say five weeks ago, I saw my first report on. I usually like to unwind at night, Mike, when I go on to next door and I see how people are dealing with the pandemic and just check up on the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's usually lost cats and people asking for, you know, extra pieces of equipment to work on their house.
We get a lot of missing turtles.
So, yeah.
It's
just these random, and some of them are funny where you clearly see a solicitation for some sort of a service. But once in a while, you get a crime alert. And you get the crime alert happens, I dive right in, not just for the safety of Shannon, but myself to see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And the first few, I'm being honest, I laugh at, because the first few are like, I got punched today. And that's the headline. Because you look and it's this young guy, younger than me, said he was walking home on M Street and someone punched him. Not assault and robbery, just assault, and the guy kept walking. But the way the guy wrote this out was so matter-of-fact and funny that you're like, oh, he's fine, but he wanted to let everyone know people are getting just
so
decked.
They don't, like, grab the wallet? It's just a random act of violence?
Yes.
Wow.
Which is scary.
That is scary.
It's scary, and I get that. But when you write it in such a comedic way on Nextdoor, I will laugh. Because
but
I know
he really
you're
got
fine.
Clocked.
He got clocked, right? Because I think he ended the post with something along the lines that said, man, next time, he goes, at least I'll brace myself, because if it's on video, I want to look good.
Okay. All right.
So the guy had this cavalier attitude about it. Then
young guy, obviously maybe a younger person.
Yeah.
Right.
3 weeks ago, I see another post, and it didn't say I got punched today. It said assault. So then I click through, and that guy says, man, just minding my business, drinking a soda, and some guy decked me. So another guy gets decked.
When you say assault, that already gives it a little more gravity than I got punched.
But he said at the end, and I don't know if people write this just to kind of add humor to their trauma, but at the end he goes, and worst of all, he made me spill my entire Coke Zero. So like that spilled.
Well, you should thank him.
That's a big deal. Obviously, he didn't get hurt. The guy was, I think, in New York or somewhere. People have been killed by that. An elderly guy was killed when they did this. I mean, they're trying to knock somebody out by doing this, you know?
I alert my wife. I said, look, there's crazies.
Goes back out there. A while, too. It's been happening a while.
But now it's like it's within this Northwest quadrant, and people walk dogs, and things happen. So.
And also warmer weather. It's getting a little more spring-like, so more people are out and about.
There's a lot to be also said. We've been through a pandemic, and you know, there's the world of the have and have-nots, and those that were in a bad spot beforehand, whether it's due to some mental disabilities or anything like that, socioeconomic, are in a worse spot now. We see it a lot, especially if you're in the city.
It's called a game for people that are doing it, knockout game. One of the names given in the United States by news media and others to assaults in which a person with others acting as accomplices or lookouts attempts to knock out with a single sucker punch an unsuspecting victim. The assaults have similarities to the happy slapping trend seen in Europe in which camera phones are used to record assaults. It's one of the worst things.
That's dark.
It's totally
dark. This was of the same type of case. So I'm looking and I looked through this and I've seen these assaults and I've seen reports on them. It seems to me that this guy that they ended up arresting, if we're reading ahead, he just had some mental health issues. So I dive into next door late last night, got home from work, and I see what is a video of this gentleman walking up and down the street, right down the street from the studio here. That's why it's so scary, right in front of Trader Joe's.
Oh my God, that close?
That close.
That's our neighborhood.
That's why I wanted to mention it.
Yeah.
And the first report says this one guy hit, now this is where, and I don't know if it's the chauvinist in me, but had hit a woman and not a man this time, like not like a young buck guy.
Right.
And then proceeded to hit a kid at a bus stop. And then proceeded to get arrested. You know, he got arrested right afterwards because the cops were called.
Right.
But the idea.
Well, it's still there, and you got to be vigilant when you're out and about.
But so the idea that I get to see the perpetrator's video online because someone took it and posted it to Nextdoor is next gen, like seeing someone about to commit a crime.
Yeah.
Blows my mind. My mind.
It's amazing. We got to take a break. When we come back, speaking of D.C., I want to talk about these unsolicited dent repair people that are popping up in the city. And by the way, we'll talk more about the knockout game because it's New York. I think it's a lot worse than it is in D.C. We'll take a break and we'll come back with this and more fun knockout game.
Not so fun.
Really not fun. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And I like to chalk it up to the big boom. Boom.
Introducing DermGlow Skin, the amazing skincare line from Carla O'Mara that's helping people look and feel better about their face. And now there's something new from DermGlow Skin. Introducing Mike's Package.
Hi.
A skincare routine that'll make your skin feel and look spectacular. Mike's Package includes a cleansing repair bar, timeless face oil moisturizer, SPF 30 protective lotion, and exfoliating citrus scrub.
Here's a face!
And Mike's Package comes in two sizes. You can choose from. The little size package contains travel size products for when you're on the go. And the big package has all of your full size facial care essentials that'll make your face sing. Get these incredible products at DermGlowSkin.com and call Carla for a free skincare consultation at 239-247-4036. That's DermGlowSkin.com, 239-247-4036. DermGlowSkin, that's DermGlow. BLOWskin.com. Feel better about yourself today. That's what
makes you better. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, and congratulations, Carla. I know you're working very hard. Going to the post office is probably not how you want to spend your time.
No.
That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online at Stamps.com. Stamps.com, they allow you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. You can send letters, ship packages, and pay a lot less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Now, let me tell you about Stamps.com. With them, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. It's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com, just like us.
Just like you.
Yo. Stop wasting your time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's absolutely no risk. And with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in that code. Please do that. TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. All right, we're talking Sex in the City with Oscar. No, just, to be honest with you, we're talking about
city,
just how intense
city life,
things
city
are.
Yeah. Well,
it's
things,
very, very scary.
Things are desperate in different areas of town, and again, I say that this pandemic has created circumstances for people that we just haven't seen before. And you'll see it spotty in places like Northwest, and then you'll see it in other places of the city that you're just like, oh, this is very clear what's happening.
Right.
But people are out there hustling. They're trying to get work done. And I appreciate that.
Where you guys live, have you seen more evidence of people on the street?
Oh,
a lot
absolutely.
Of people at the street corner. Yeah. We have it down here. More than I've ever seen.
The homeless presence is actually, it's sad because you know people are struggling.
Yeah. Can I preach just a little bit here?
Please.
It's real easy to say, don't do anything for somebody, but you know, and you have no idea. Oh, that person looks healthy.
Yeah.
That person looks like they can work. That person looks like, well, that person's just going to use it on drugs, just going to use it on booze. Look, if you got money and you're doing okay in the pandemic, you know, pull something out of your wallet, give it to them. I mean, just think, there but for the grace of God go. Yeah. I always do. I always look.
I
I'm
do
sorry.
It a couple times a week.
I know people
you feel
against,
great.
Oh, great, Mike. Yeah. It makes you feel good.
It really
it makes
does
you feel
make
good.
You feel good. That's I mean, for a couple bucks, that's a
you're
really
not,
good return.
Your job is not to judge the people that are doing that. Your job is to realize this is a human being, no matter what their circumstances, that's what they're doing. Are there people that might be scamming? 1,000%. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't care. That's their, that'll be their slice of hell. I just wanted to throw that in there. There you go.
Yeah. Right. So
back to the desperation.
When you live in the city, well, this is not the desperation part. This is actually this may be scam alert. Scam alert.
Scam alert.
Mike, when you lived in your neighborhood, you probably had like the tree stump guy that would come around and like, let me get that tree stump out of your yard. Did you ever have that issue?
In Manassas, it happened all the time.
Okay, great. So
in Manassas, it happened. People would roll in, and I actually got pretty good at, figuring out scam guys. And I also used guys that did it because, you would see them the day before across the street.
Yeah.
And we get that a lot.
They were working neighborhoods.
You get the knock, knock, knock. And it's like, hey, we're checking out your neighbor's roof. You want us to look at your roof? I said, you don't have a ladder.
Yeah, you got to be careful, especially senior citizens.
Yeah, they prey on them. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially us.
One of the common scams, at least that I know of, are these dent
your
repair
friend.
Guys.
Yes, yes.
And I've known them since I was a kid because I remember, I think my brother and I were one time at the mall, and my brother clearly had some dents in his Toyota Corolla, and we paid some guy to try to take the dent out. Because that's what happens at malls. People are like, let me get that dent out, right? So
how advanced was this guy?
I'll take cash, too. I need a new pair of shorts.
Yeah.
There you go.
Was he using like a bathroom plunger to do it, or
it
did he have like equipment?
We were kids, so we thought everything was high tech.
Sure.
This is before you could look everything up on the web and be like, where'd you get that?
Right on.
Yeah. You don't know it's a scam.
But certain people have lived this life and other people haven't. My wife, who does not get involved with anything that has to do with the car at all, continues to get stopped by these dent guys and... She's like, I think I'm going to have him work on the car. I said, where is the dent? He said, there's a dent on the bottom right quarter panel. I was like, there's no dent. That's dirt. Why do you keep talking to these guys?
We can compare notes. We got a leased vehicle that's coming up real soon.
Yeah.
A vehicle that we've leased. And
I say to my wife occasionally, are you going to bring the car back looking like this? Where every road rock, every single ding has been, you know. I think that if you looked at it, you know, I'm just watching the condition of this car deteriorate slowly. It's, but anyway, go ahead.
Rented a car, the guy, when he was doing the walk around, they said, golf ball is smaller. Don't worry about it.
Golf ball is smaller.
That's what he said.
So yesterday, she comes in because she's working from home. And she comes into the office a little later and she says, that dent guy stopped me again. Are you sure there isn't a dent? I said, Shannon, you've been polite to this guy? She goes, yes. She goes, either he's hitting on you or something else is up. Yeah, there is no dent
beware.
On the car.
Beware. That's when he comes up a second time after she said third time?
In like the last 2 weeks.
You know what would be intersection for this story? Maybe the car is dented because he's coming up to the car and punching it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hinky. Did she say, have you eyeballed this guy yourself?
I have not. And I looked at the camera that's facing out on the street from our house. I can't see him because she parks down the street.
Right.
But it's troublesome because you're like, what is happening here?
And
right?
What's his angle? What's his ultimate angle?
Or he just sees every...
How is he able to bump into her randomly three times? That scares
me. He's probably just in the neighborhood for a couple weeks. And he talks to every house mom. Or mom that walks out and says, oh, let me fix that. And I'd love to fix it.
Is he dressed in a ghillie suit?
Does he have a pickle? Does he have a pickle in his hand?
He definitely has a pickle in a ghillie suit. He's hiding in a bunch of bushes. Dad!
But she's citified, right? She has an awareness of her surroundings. You would have to, living in the city.
She said that I gave him my RBF, and I said, okay.
Resting bitch face.
Like that, I don't want to talk. Because usually she's friendly.
Yeah.
But she goes, but I think he definitely thinks there's a dent. You should definitely look at the car again.
What is the, I know you look up everything online.
Yes.
Is there and I don't want to sound like a naive guy, but I think I am. I think I've spent, a lot of time in cities, but I really still don't know the playbook. And I think the playbook is cold detachment or totally ignoring. You don't want to really engage sometimes if you feel like you might be in a dangerous situation.
Eyes straight forward, right?
I said, play my game, Shannon. And this, hand to God, this happened no less than 3 months ago. A van pulls up, opens the door and says, hey, I got all these Bose speakers.
Great brand. Mm-hmm.
I'm walking. I think down to Starbucks, but he pulls off to the side of me and says, I got all these Bose speakers. You need Bose speakers for your house? Full home theater. He goes, a shipment fell through for one of my customers and he's letting me resell it.
Right.
And I have been down this road and talked to people at length as a younger man about these Bose speakers that have different components on the inside, but look great on the outside.
Oh, so right. You think they're not just black market?
I know it's a fraud game.
All right.
And I looked at this Yahoo and I said, sir, kindly f*** off.
Oh, dear.
Kept walking.
Did you say that?
Yes. Because you have to say.
He goes, did he respond?
You don't have to be nasty about it. I was trying to give you a deal. Just keep walking.
Wow.
That's all you have to do.
Who knew that he had so much Ratso Rizzo in him?
You know what?
I'm walking
both of you, you could avoid this if you use my strategy. I did this a lot when I was in New York. Uh-huh. And that is the Uncle Cartoon. That's the Uncle Cartoon voice.
What's
really,
that?
They run. They run
okay,
from
okay, how about like this? Let's do a playlet. Oscar, right. You be the guy in the van.
Yeah.
And you cruise up next to Mike. The door slides open and you approach Mike.
Hey, sir, it looks like you appreciate high fidelity sound.
No, I can't talk right now. I'm going to get a multicolored donut. I love with the sprinkles on. I don't know what speakers are. I gotta go. I'm certifiably insane. I love to laugh. Good luck with your speakers. Thank you very much. Goodbye, Mr. Thief.
Keep going, man. That guy's got no money, and he's crazy.
It's scary.
So it does work.
Yeah, but you know what? It's tough times. Be aware of your surroundings, but try to help out when you can.
Yeah,
that's the way I look at it. That's the way I look at it right now. And I'm seeing more people than I have ever seen down here in Blue Hair Central. It really is frustrating. It is. And that, nothing I hate more than, he's probably, or he's probably, you know, we're all three major tragedies away from a refrigerator box.
Yep.
Look, the living in a city and people trying to scam you is part of living in a city.
Right.
The dent thing kind of bothers me, but you know, it's also that'll go. People usually stake out for 2 to 3 weeks, and you get the same people ask, and then they move on to another neighborhood.
Yeah. Mike, the thing that surprises me is the way you've described your neighborhood, that there wouldn't be people that were more empathetic.
Do you guys have beat cops in your neighborhood?
Not as much since the pandemic.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of them walking around.
We used to have them.
Okay. Do you have a neighborhood watch program in your neighborhood?
Yes, it's called Next Door.
Next Door. Oh, that's it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. Does anybody know a good guy to get for my floors redone? That's what we get down here. And have you seen my kitten? I lost my kitten.
Where's a good place to buy screws?
Yeah, exactly. Those are the people. Yeah. Those are the people I like to reach into Next Door and go, "Hello, hey, Lazy McLazerson."
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah. Go to the goddamn hardware store. Ask the guy there.
I get a lot of people asking for free or can I borrow. And this past weekend, it was a beautiful weekend here in D.C. Someone at one, there's not a lot of land around these houses.
No,
so you don't keep a lot of stuff. Someone asked to borrow a barbecue.
Borrow a grill? That's disgusting.
Oh. Let me go on mine here.
Hold on. Yeah. And I showed Shannon. I said, "Hey, of all the things you would ever do," she goes, "Oh, maybe if I was a college student, I'd have the balls to say, 'Can I borrow a barbecue?'"
Yeah, maybe.
Right. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Did anybody see the guy in front of the townhouse with the pickle in his hand?
No, I'm sorry.
All right, there we go. I'm
sorry. You have the best Next Door.
Best Next Door.
You win. History.
Oh, 25 comments. Yes, we did. Anywho, we got to take a break. We'll
come back.
Mike,
the third comment is a guy saying, "That was me."
It was me. We'll come back with the dumpster.
Yes.
Some interesting stuff today.
Hey, y'all, I'm Luke Bryan.
Hi, America, this is Luke Bryan, and I won't be satisfied till I get every one of your redneck dollars in my wallet.
I'm here with Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and he wears real tiny little jackets.
This is going to work, right? I mean, this is going to be good. Right?
I make my own beer. It tastes like...
Take it from country music doofus Luke Bryan.
Hi, this is Luke Bryan, and I never shave my neck.
From shiny new licorice hats to red Solo cups,
I've got goose flesh.
The Mike O'Mara Shopping Center has got you covered for all your hillbilly shopping needs.
Holy!
Just click the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Ain't that right, Luke?
That dang old internet, man. Click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Thank you, Luke. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Theragun. Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Theragun can help. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using depth, speed, and power. Yep. And I don't believe I've ever seen a product of this kind as well made as a Theragun. It's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. The Gen 4 Theragun gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. There's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The OLED screen and design is amazing, and you gotta go to their site and check it out. And when you get one, you're just gonna love how well the thing is put together. Plus, the Theragun app learns from your behaviors and suggests guided routines. Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams, elite athletes, hundreds of thousands of customers, and me. That's right, Robin, me. In fact, Kevin Durant
Turn
and Aaron Rodgers...
Turn up the bass on your microphone when you say that.
Me. they invested in the company. Those two guys.
Yes.
They believe in the Theragun. You will, too. Try Theragun for 30 days, starting at only $199. Go to theragun.com/TMOS. Right now.
Oscar, tomorrow belongs to no one.
I love that you don't even have to be an athlete for one of these. For me, I don't even work out anymore. I still use it, and I feel great.
Well, and you realize why professional sports teams use them. Get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's theragun.com/TMOS. theragun.com/TMOS. Let me get over here. There's a big wheel that I
Double
have.
Double D. Mike.
Duh.
Yes.
Winning.
I look forward to this song every year. They have announced, I believe it is 66 teams that are in it this year for March Madness. Let's get it done.
Here
Badgers,
we go.
Bobcats, 2 Bulldogs, Beavers, Buffaloes, 3 Spartans, Trojans, Vikings, Cowboys, and Gauchos, Blue Jays, Jayhawks, Hawkeyes, Hawks, Crimson Tide, Yellow Jackets, Mean, Green, Orange Ants, Scarlet Knights, Red Raiders, Razorbacks, more Raiders, Rams, Rambles, Antelopes, Terps, Gators,
Rams.
2 Wildcats, but no Kentucky type, no Blue Devils, first time since 95. Boilermakers, Bodies, Bears, Bruins, and the Buckeyes. Aztecs, Aggies, Shockers, Seminoles, Illini, two Cougs, Wolverines, Sooners, Longhorns, Hard Heels, Golden Eagles, Ducks, and three other Eagles. Cavaliers, four Tigers, Volunteers, Dragons, Flames, Gales, three Mountaineers, Hoyas, Hokies, and Huskies. That's it.
Mountaineers.
Write them down, get out your brackets. It's March Madness.
That's one I love. I've always loved that one.
I love that. I do too.
Did I hear no Blue Devils?
Yeah, because of they had a COVID-rich season and they just had played badly.
Yeah, they didn't play in the ACC tournament as well. So that
gets them out of there.
So
that's great.
When
I
do we
that.
Want to do our brackets on the show? Are we going to do brackets on the show?
You know what? That's a really
right?
There's nothing I love more. No.
Okay. How about this
year? It just
it's
feels
a broken system.
All right. How about this?
It is.
Pony, fill out a bracket.
Hey, Pony, can you fill out a bracket?
What's a bracket? There you go.
Pony, fill it out anyway. Fill out a bracket.
Yeah,
write any bracket.
Yeah, do a computer program.
Can
that
you do
it
seriously?
You.
Can you print, Pony? Can you print out a bracket and fill it out? Can you do that for us?
Yeah, I can do that.
And can we read it on tomorrow's show?
You can.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
Mike,
it.
Mike, you can.
You can. Okay. I can't wait to read it. Pony, and do it without any thought.
Yeah. Yeah,
just randomly.
Yeah.
I would like his logic of how he picks the teams and not just because one is seated higher than the other.
Pony, take time. Figure out why you're giving
this
us your...
This is exactly like when we'd make my 2-year-old son do it. But he was 2.
Yeah. Tomorrow, the Inquisition. We will ask Pony why he chose the teams he chose. Very good.
So sometimes Matthew McConaughey is just Matthew McConaughey. Sometimes he's Matthew McConaughey times five.
I'm getting a little saturation on McConaughey,
well, then
aren't you?
The sponge is going to be full after I play this tape, because guess what he did yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
He launched his own YouTube channel.
Okay.
Good for him.
And it's McConaughey-centric. Oh, he is all the way McConaughey.
All right, all right, all right. The first three words this young man ever said on film. Yes, McConaughey here, and I want to welcome you to my YouTube channel. It's a destination where I'm going to share who I am, who I'm not, what I believe in, what I don't, what I'm doing, what I'm not doing, along with some approaches to life that I've found useful and constructive along the way. Prescriptions in the art of living that have helped me navigate this rodeo we all live in, and even a bunch of bumper stickers that I've seen, heard, gathered, and stolen along the way over my last 51 years here. Hopefully it's going to be all killer, no filler, with some raps and rhymes that can help you get back on time, put a little reason to your rhyme, some food for thought with a sip of wine. Bring your funny bone. Don't be afraid to bend a knee and join me in the chase to be more me, with your chase to be more you. Because what else are we really here to do?
Still doesn't make up for that Doritos spot.
Book him.
Yeah, I'll take it.
We'll take him? All right, very good. Mm-hmm. Mike, this is wild. There are people that live in the Arctic Circle. They have to. They're scientists or whatever. They're forced to live up there. There are polar bears that are walking around. They have a cage that they install in front of their door. It's like an airlock at a hotel.
Exactly like an airlock.
But it's a
cage.
It's a steel-reinforced cage because people have walked out of their house onto their front porch and polar bears have attacked them.
Well, it's not their front porch.
Well, it's
the Arctic Circle, so it's like usually a scientific research center.
Okay, so on their stoop. There's no rocking chairs. I didn't want to paint the wrong picture.
Their front porch. Well, let's go out in the Arctic Circle and have a little lemonade. That's right. It's like a prefab aluminum building. They open a door and they've got a shark cage out there.
It's crazy. Here is a guy talking about his Arctic Circle polar bear cage.
So here's something you may have never seen before. Walking out this door into a prison cell. This is called a polar bear cage here in the Arctic Circle where I work. This is just tundra and polar bears live here. So sometimes when you walk outside, polar bears are stalking you, and this gives me the chance to see them, and they're locked out, so I'll just go back inside and not get eaten by a polar bear.
There's a second part where an older guy comes up to him and says, "You go in the cage. Cage goes outside.
Oh, polar bear's nails outside. On the chalkboard. You want
no,
that?
No, I don't. No.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't like that. So, Oscar, you'll like this. They're rebooting The Wonder Years with an African American cast.
Great.
And the producer is Fred Savage, along with another producer. But this is cool. They found the kid that's going to play the Kevin Arnold part. His name is Elijah Williams. They call him EJ. And they told him live on Zoom that he got the part. And you get to hear this kid hear about it. This is pretty cool.
We got you on this Zoom because we wanted to welcome you to the family and tell you that it's your turn to be the star of the
one. Oh, my God.
It's your part, man. Welcome.
Thank you. I would be enjoying this a whole lot more if you did not just lag. It lagged just a little bit.
Man, congratulations last year. Welcome aboard, man.
Thank you. Couldn't be happier.
I'm going to cry, man.
And a charismatic kid. Aww. The way that, like, when you first saw Fred Savage, you said, that's a kid I can watch. This kid
that's
is going
to
be
a brilliant
great.
Way to promote it, too, to put that video out there. I love letting somebody know. As the father of an actor, my daughter, I love to see that. And by the way, Catherine, good luck. She's got a very big callback out in Los Angeles.
Good for
and
her.
I'm really, 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 really pulling for her. Please, sweetie, I hope so. I'll say a prayer for you.
Like, keep us updated. That's awesome. I didn't know that she had even... That's great. Okay, so let's close with this. People are stupid. American people are especially stupid. A girl from America moved to Australia, and she was disappointed, and you'll never guess why.
Things I didn't know until I moved to Australia. Living in America, you'd always hear this one Australian slang, throw some shrimp on the Barbie. I feel like after moving to Australia, my childhood was a lie because A, I've never had shrimp on the Barbie here. Two, Australians don't even call shrimp shrimp. They call them prawns. I'm upset.
She's upset.
Come and say g'day. I'll slip an extra shrimp on the Barbie for you.
You know what she didn't explain, though, is if the Australians have another word for idiot.
Hey, what's the matter with that daft Sheila?
That's a daft Sheila.
She is a daft Sheila.
She's a daft Sheila.
Oh, that's the magic thing.
That's the digital dumpster.
That's the digital dumpster. Yeah. We got to change the name.
No, I hate
the digital dumpster.
Mike, there are magical elements to the digital dumpster. That's why
I want to get rid of it. We'll talk about it next week.
We shall chat.
And it's early this week. Or maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. We have that big hole where we're supposed to get some guy, some Nimrod, talking about St. Patrick's Day.
Ah, but we've got Pony's Bracket instead. Better.
Very excited. Yes.
Winning.
Always winning. We've got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Barron saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I can't believe you're ending the show.
It ain't over till it's over.
Oh, good for you.
Ooh, that's a bingo.